It is 98 FM. My God, the best hair in the world has just arrived into this studio.
Yes.
Mary J. Blige came with her hair done.
Thank you, Ryan.
So, all right, where do we begin? I was reading a little bit about what was going on with you, especially with this album. But what I thought was interesting is that you were doing your thing, and then you picked up and you went overseas. You went to the UK.
Yeah.
To start working on it or really get into it.
Right.
And I heard it happen quickly once you were there.
Yeah, and in 3 weeks we were done.
But that's not normal, is it?
I mean, it depends if the chemistry is right.
Yeah.
It rolls out pretty quickly.
Was the intent to draw from experiences over in the UK?
No, the intent was to just have a complete new environment along with the new thought process that I had on my own career. You know, I just needed to, I just felt like I was getting stale in my own career as an artist. So the whole idea was to go over to the UK and record an EP with Disclosure. And I was speaking to Steve Barnett, who's the head of Capitol Records, where I'm signed now. And he was like, Mary, that's a great idea. But let's not have you just go to England to work with Disclosure only, but let's have you go to write with Sam Smith, Emily Sandy, Naughty Boy,
who's so
Jimmy
clean.
Napes.
He's so not naughty, by the way.
and have you live there for a month and call the album The London Sessions.
Love that.
And that's how I ended up in London.
Well, you know that I'm such a fan, and I love seeing you all the time.
Thank you, Ryan. I love seeing you, too.
You're the best for coming in. I know
you're
busy.
Thank you for having me. No, not too busy for you.
Oh, Mary J.
Yay.
All right, Mary J. Blige. We'll be back.
The biggest stars in Hollywood. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
98 FM.